each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Loretta Frelick, and I am filling in today for Father Anthony on Winds of Change, the new EWTN Catholic Radio voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio, AM 750 WNDZ, and 88.5 FM WFSI. Now, I want to welcome you to the show today, and usually our brilliant co-host, Mary, is with us, but we want to extend our condolences to Mary on the loss of her beautiful sister, Fiona Nehalen Wheeler. And Mary is off today. She has had extensive family gatherings. She lost her dear sister. And so we want to just tell Mary and all of the Hallen and Wheeler families, especially Fiona's three beautiful children who she loved beyond measure. And we just want to tell you that we are sorry. And it was a beautiful funeral this weekend and a sending home and celebration of her life. And so we are sorry. Mary will be with us next week, and we look forward to it. Now, all in the news right now, I'm sure everybody has watched the beautiful homecoming that Queen Elizabeth has enjoyed on behalf of her country. But I'd also like to draw everyone's attention to the beautiful article that Bishop Robert Barron wrote about the Queen and is on Word on Fire. And what he celebrated was Queen Elizabeth's unapologetically Christian faith. And I encourage everyone to read it. But, you know, what he points out in his article is that during her reign, she was a weekly churchgoer. And at the beginning of her reign, she asked her people in the UK that she would have the wisdom and strength to carry out the solemn promises, and that she may faithfully serve him and you all the days of her life, when she asked them for prayer. And during her reign, she took special joy, he says, in listening to fine Christian preaching. And he considered her in her own right a fine evangelist, declaring her faith not simply in God, but also in Christ Jesus. And I quote from his article when he says, in the millennia year of 2000, she said, to many of us, our beliefs are of fundamental importance. For me, the teachings of Christ and my own personal accountability before God provide a framework in which I try to live my life. I, like so many of you, have drawn great comfort from Christ's words and example. And she talked about her addresses went on. In 2012, she preached, this is the time of year when we remember that God sent his only son to serve and not be served. And Bishop Barron goes on in his article to say, not only did she have those beautiful words of faith in Christ that she shared, but that she also made, he called them remarkably Christian gestures. And he talked about one of the extraordinary ones was a simple handshake she offered to Martin McGuinness, head of Sinn Féin, an organization at the time closely connected to the Irish Republican Army. And the IRA had been responsible for the assassination of Prince Philip's, her husband, Prince Philip's uncle, Lord Mountbatten, and a close confidant to the prince and a friend to the whole family. And how easy it would have been for the Queen to speak words of condemnation or even just ignored this Irish official. But her unforgiveness helped her to heal the tensions by extending her hand. And it was something she carried on in the large public gatherings, like when she made this address before Ireland. But it also was something she carried in her life. And, you know, we all have family problems in our life. There's not a family out there that doesn't have some drama somewhere, right? But the Queen commenting on the infamous and embarrassing interview that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle gave to Oprah Winfrey, when asked about her reaction to it, she said, Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be much loved family members. So again, Bishop Barron says it was forgiveness, not retribution. And so we all on the program here, we all extend our condolences to all of those in the United Kingdom to honor Elizabeth II as the longest serving monarch in British history, who anchored her country during turbulent times and served as a humble servant of the Lord. And so I encourage everyone to go read that article about Queen Elizabeth from Bishop Barron, and it's a beautiful article that expresses the spirituality of the Queen of England. And, you know, it's great to be king, you're on the world stage, or it's great to be queen, and you're on the world stage, and you have everything at your disposal, and you rely on Christ. And so if Queen Elizabeth can do it, we can do it, right? And to that end, our guest today is Maria Vadilla. And Maria is a friend of this show, and we want to welcome you, Maria, to Winds of Change.
Thank you, Loretta.
I'm
in sunny Florida, but I was listening to your talk about Queen Elizabeth, and forgiveness is such an important aspect of our Christian walk with the Lord. This is Christianity 101, and the Bible clearly says that as we have been forgiven everything, we need to forgive others. And as I go to so many places and so many nations, dealing with, you know, in the Catholic Church, there are so many people that do not forgive. And I'm always blown away by this, because this is so important to living in victory. Amen?
Amen.
If we don't forgive, we're giving the enemy an entrance, a legal entrance into our lives. It's an open door where the enemy has access to come to steal, kill, and destroy. We give the enemy a foothold. And so it's so crucial that we, you know, make an inventory every single night before going to bed and ask ourselves, is there anybody that I need to forgive? Amen?
Amen.
Yes, Ephesians 4:26 and 27. Be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not give the devil an opportunity. So, you know, we're going to get angry. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of injustice in this world, in this nation at the present time. But we cannot feed that anger. We need to forgive. And we just need to release the unforgiveness, the bitterness, the resentment, the rage, all of that, we need to let it go.
Now, Maria, you made some very important statements in those few minutes, and they're really, you know, they're just statements for life. But, you know, when you talk about unforgiveness, How do we end up not forgiving someone? What happens in all that?
Well, Loretta, it could be that the person doesn't know what the Word of God says, ignorant on the fact that we need to forgive. We say it in the Our Father, forgive us as we forgive others. But for many people, they have not had the revelation that they need to walk in forgiveness. That's one. Another one is they don't want to forgive. They rather remain angry. They rather remain upset and enraged and making plans of revenge. They feel good fantasizing what they're going to do to this person. So there's several reasons why people don't forgive, but none of them are acceptable, because the Lord gives us the grace to do what he's asking us to do. That's the beauty of our Christian faith. He gives us the power. He gives us the grace to do what he asks of us. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, I went through a separation in my marriage. I went through a divorce. I have to be honest with you. There were times at the beginning that I just hated him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I knew I was wrong. So I went to the Lord, and I talked to the Lord. I said, Lord, I forgive. Give me the grace to forgive. I release all this hatred, the anger. I don't want to feel like this, and this is not acceptable in your sight. So what I started to do was to forgive my husband, not only forgive him, but bless him.
Wow. Amen. Wow. Yeah. So how did you forgive him? Somebody who had done so many dastardly things to you. How did you forgive?
I just asked the Lord for help. We have a helper, the Holy Spirit, you know,
mm-hmm.
John 14. The Lord says, I'm giving you another one. I'm giving you a helper. In the Last Supper, he said that, and the Holy Spirit helps us. So first of all, you need to recognize that when you have not forgiven, you are wrong. Okay?
You're wrong. You're right. Or
yeah,
you're correct.
I'm wrong, because the Lord says to forgive. So we have to have the revelation that he wants us to forgive and that he supplies the grace to forgive. Another thing that we need to understand, that this is not an emotion. We can, you know, we cannot be controlled by our emotions. Forgiveness is a decision of your mind. I choose to forgive, even though I feel terrible. Even though I feel like I could kill this person, I make a choice to forgive. We cannot allow our emotions to control us. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
We take a step of faith and we say, Lord, give me the grace to forgive. And in the name of Jesus, I just receive this grace and I forgive whoever, you know, I forgive whoever. And I just, you need to speak it out. This is not just a mental meditation.
Right.
You speak it. And then I not only forgave, but I started to bless him. And Loretta, you know what happened? I experienced a miracle. Soon enough, I wasn't thinking about him. I was just praying for him, but I was not angry. I was not upset. This is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Romans 12, verse 21, it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So that's what I was doing. I didn't want to be overcome by the evil in my heart, you know?
Right.
So I started to bless and bless and bless. And before I knew it, there was a breakthrough in my heart, in my life. So it's so sad that so many believers, you know, have not forgiven. I was just in Zimbabwe, and in Africa, we put on a school of the Holy Spirit, and we gave a good talk on forgiveness and the need to forgive. And I said, if you've never forgiven your enemies and the people that have hurt you, come up to the front. And almost everybody came up.
Wow.
It's like, yeah. So this is a topic that needs to be reinforced again and again. People need to be reminded, because we don't want to have unforgiveness in our hearts and give the enemy an open door to harass and torment us.
Now, when you say that gives them the devil an open door to harass and torment us, what does that mean?
Okay, John 10:10, Jesus says, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his job description. Okay?
Yes.
He steal, kill, and destroy everything in our lives. He's also a liar, John 8:44. And so when we don't forgive, we are giving the enemy like an open door, because we remember we're temples of the Holy Spirit. We're giving the enemy an open door to legally come in and try to destroy us. You know, but this is one of the reasons that we need to forgive is not only because the Lord says it in his word, but it's bad for us to stay in unforgiveness and anger and bitterness. It's bad for us because the enemy comes to try to destroy our lives. We might wake up depressed and we don't understand why. Mm-hmm. We might wake up full of anxiety and fear. We might not understand why. Mm-hmm. We might wake up one day full of pain in our bodies. We don't understand why. But, you know, maybe this is what happened through that open door. I remember one time we were praying for a worship leader in Tanzania. And she was a worship leader from Kenya that had come to this ministry in Tanzania. And she asked for prayer. She says, I have so much pain in my body, in just one part of my body from the waist up. I think it was the right side. So much pain in her arms, in her shoulder. It was unbearable. So my friend and I were praying for her, and I kept hearing the voice of God ask her if she has forgiven. But I didn't do it right away because I assumed that because she was a worship leader, she did not have unforgiveness in her heart. But finally, when that pain was not leaving, and not leaving, it was so stubborn, I stopped and I said, is there anybody you need to forgive? Immediately she said, yes, my father. My father is an alcoholic that beat us every day and made our lives horrible. I need to forgive him. I said, you need to forgive him. And so she took the steps of faith to forgive her dad. And after she forgave, guess what happened? All the pain left.
Amen.
So I have tons of testimonies about the need to forgive.
Well, so can I ask you, Maria, before we go into our first break, if there's any listeners out there that need to forgive, can you lead us in a prayer of forgiveness?
Of course, right now.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your word, because your word is alive and active, and heaven and earth will pass away, but your words will never pass away. Lord, your word is very clear. You say to us that we need to forgive all our enemies, that we cannot stay offended. So right now, I believe there are people that are listening that are offended, that need to forgive. They are bitter. They are angry. And that right now, I ask all of you, if you need to forgive, just lift up your hands to heaven and say, Heavenly Father, give me the grace to forgive. Come, Holy Spirit. And now I take steps of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive the grace to forgive. I make up my mind. I forgive the people that have hurt me. Think about these people who has hurt you, people that might have abused you in any way, sexually, physically, emotionally, people that have rejected you, abandoned you, maybe people that have stolen from you, maybe even people in your family that have stolen your inheritance. I don't know, whoever it is, just say in the name of Jesus, I just forgive them right now. I let go of all the bitterness, the anger, the resentment, all the unforgiveness. I give it up. Papa, I place these people in your hands right now. Take away the heart of stone inside of me and give me a heart of flesh, and fill me with joy. The joy of your salvation. Fill me with your presence, with your love. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a mighty shout. 1, 2, 3.
Woo! Thank you. And we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And When we come back, we're going to hear more from Maria Vadia and her adventures in Africa and all about an upcoming Holy Spirit opportunity. I'm Loretta Frelick on Winds of Change, and we will be right back after this break.
You are cordially invited to celebrate the crowning of Our Lady of Cabejo Sunday morning, November 27th at 10 at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish in Chicago. This is the 40th anniversary jubilee year of Our Lady of Cabejo, the only Vatican-approved Marian apparition in Africa. After the celebratory mass, there will be refreshments. Join us Sunday, November 27th at 10 a.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, 1327 North Noble, Chicago. That's two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. More information available at ststandschurch.org.
I'm Mary Fiorito, Winds of Change guest host, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststandschicago.org. ststandschicago.org.
Welcome back, listeners. And so we say thank you for all the angels and saints that go before us, but we especially thank Holy Spirit and all the ways in which Jesus and the Father gift us through that love that is reflected in Holy Spirit. Now, Maria, you go on a lot of trips, and not too many of them are vacations. Yes, and you go to all parts of the earth. Can you tell our listeners how many countries have you visited?
Well, 34, and it would have been more except for COVID.
But you even pressed on in COVID.
Yes, but there's more places I need to go.
Okay. There's more places that need you, Maria, believe me. But we know that you just recently went to Zimbabwe. What did you do in Zimbabwe?
Well, we were invited to go to Zimbabwe. And as you know, the Lord says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is a great commission for every single son and daughter, not just for a few. So I've been going to Zimbabwe for a while, and we went there to speak at a charismatic conference in Harare, in the capital of Zimbabwe. And then we went more to inside the nation, to the interior of the nation, more country. And we put there a school of the Holy Spirit. And it was great. I mean, we proclaimed the word of God. The sick got healed. People got set free. People forgave. People gave testimonies. It was really, really wonderful. You know what I love the most about the Africans, Loretta, is how they praise the Lord. These people praise the Lord with passion. And the ministry in Africa is kind of tough, not because of the people, it's the circumstances, you know, the hard roads, the potholes in the roads,
right?
I
know what I love about Africa in comparison to the U.S. You know, we get infuriated when a pothole-filling truck is clogging up traffic. The Africans, they just put a big pile of dirt next to the pothole, and if you are traveling that road and need to use that part of it, you can get out and you can fill the pothole. So we got it really good here. But
Some parts of Africa, the mosquitoes, or now in Zimbabwe, the government takes the electricity off.
Wow.
For several hours. So, you know, this is what we have to go through then. many times where you sleep at night is not, you know, like the best place in town. You know what I'm saying? We Americans, we are so blessed.
Yes.
Because, you know, we have good hotels, motels. They're clean. They have clean sheets. But many times where we stay are not the best places.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to learn to overcome all of that. Amen?
Amen. Not to mention, like, big insects in your sleeping area.
Yeah. Spiders.
Snakes.
Spiders, snakes. What else? Little insects, all kinds of things that we have to learn to overcome, because you have to rest at night.
Yes.
You know, and be ready for the next day. But I tell you, once they start to praise the Lord, I forget all the difficulties. I'm just taken up into heaven, and that's that.
And the Africans throw their entire being into the worship. I mean, not just sitting in their pew saying, thank you, God, you're really wonderful. I mean, they are moving and expressing themselves with their hands and their bodies and lifting up their hands in worship. It's amazing.
You know, we in the conference and in the school, there were really not a lot of musical instruments. It was just their voices.
Wow.
And how they sing, how they worship, it's just amazing. It's totally amazing. It's like heavenly. And how they dance and how they move, I mean, it's just glorious. What can I say? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, tell us about, you shared with me earlier before the show about how the Lord gave you words of knowledge for people who needed jobs.
Yes. So in Zimbabwe, there is over 90%, I think it's over 95% unemployment. I mean, it's horrible. So most people don't have jobs, you can imagine. But the Lord gave words of knowledge. I'm giving jobs.
And what's a word of knowledge? Can you explain to our listeners?
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives you revelation of the mind of Christ and what the Lord is doing at that moment. So the Lord said it could be words of healing, mm-hmm. you know, the Lord is healing liver, the Lord is healing an ankle. But in this case, the Lord said, I'm giving jobs. So I told the people, receive this by faith. And if you have people in your family that are looking for jobs, receive for them. Loretta, daughters-in-law started to get jobs. Sisters started to get jobs. Sons started to get jobs. It was amazing.
Glory to God.
And I'm just showing you that the kingdom of God supersedes the natural.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
It supersedes the natural. And so people got jobs. It was so, so wonderful to see that. And many, 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 many healings, many healings. There was one man that came to the school with the problems in the prostate gland, and he came up to give testimony. He said, I had to go to the bathroom like every 20 minutes. But since I came here, I haven't gone to the bathroom at all. It had been hours.
Glory to God.
He received the healing. Another young lady, beautiful young lady, she actually was the cook for the school. And her arm was hurting her and her wrist. And I had a word of knowledge that the Lord was healing wrist and arms. She came up and she gave testimony. The pain is all gone. See, the Lord cares about everything.
Amen.
Yeah. Another lady that had a tumor, she in faith, she just started to feel that her tumor was leaving. So she claimed victory that day against the tumor. So many, many wonderful things. Another lady that had been in a car accident, she said that the car overturned like 5 times.
Wow.
And years ago when she was in that car accident, but for years and years, she had carried pain in her arms, in her chest, in the upper body. Horrible. She was totally set free after so many years. I mean, it was one testimony after another. There was one little kid, must have been 8 years old, in the conference, and he got up and he said, I heard the voice of God.
Whoa.
The Lord told me that I was a leader.
Oh.
That was so sweet and powerful at the same time, that he was able to hear the voice of God at, you know, at such a young age.
Yes. Well, you know, we're all supposed to hear the voice of God because we're supposed to spend time with our beloved, and we are supposed to listen for what he has to say to us. And it's always encouraging. It's always loving. It's always just piling the favor on us. It's never, you know, you're a bad person. If you hear that, that's the evil one. The Lord created us, and when he got done creating us, he said, it is good. And so we just want to remind everybody that when the Lord is with us, he's with us in all of his power and his gifts, and that he is speaking favor and blessing over us.
Amen. And Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. And you know, kids, actually children hear the voice of God better than adults.
Amen.
But I was very touched with this young kid that came up to this testimony. It was amazing. I think he was one of the youngest kids in that conference. But thank God he heard the voice of God.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, Africa must hate to see you leave, Maria.
Oh, we love them and they love us. And it's a blessing. It's a grace of God to be able to go to these nations and proclaim the gospel to these people. I'm telling you, Loretta, when they start praising the Lord, it's like I'm transported to heaven.
Praise God.
It's so beautiful. Hallelujah. The joy that the Lord gives, because there is fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. It is so amazing and such a blessing. That, you know, we give out a lot, but we receive a lot. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It is such a blessing to be able to serve God.
Well, and you serve him so well, Maria. And when we come back from our next break, we're going to hear all about your coming here to Chicago and being part of the Holy Spirit Renewal Recollection. So this is Loretta Frelick with our guest, Maria Vadilla, and we are on Winds of Change, the new EWTN Catholic radio voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio, AM 750 WNDZ, and 88.5 FM WFSI.
You are cordially invited to celebrate the crowning of Our Lady of Cabejo, Sunday morning, November 27th at 10 at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish in Chicago. This is the 40th anniversary jubilee year of Our Lady of Cabejo, the only Vatican-approved Marian apparition in Africa. After the celebratory mass, there will be refreshments. Join us Sunday, November 27th at 10 a.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, 1327 North Noble, Chicago. That's two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. More information available at ststandschurch.org.
We are the students of St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy, and you're listening to the Winds of Change.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststandschicago.org. ststandschicago.org.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Loretta Frelick with our guest. We are so blessed, Maria Vadilla. And Maria is just back from Africa and will be coming to Chicago. So if that prayer of forgiveness touched your heart and you are already feeling that joy of the Lord as your strength, if you want to hear more of the things that happened in Africa, I'm inviting everyone to join us for what we call a Life in the Spirit seminar. And we've consolidated 8 weeks into a day, and Maria will be doing most of the teachings on that day. Maria, can you share with us what a Life in the Spirit seminar is?
Okay, Life in the Spirit seminar, it is basically an empowerment seminar, getting to know the basics of our faith and then the empowerment that is needed to carry on with the works of Jesus. So in the Life in the Spirit seminar, we learn about God's love, we learn about salvation, we learn about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And Loretta, this is what the church needs.
Amen.
This is what the church needs.
You know, Maria, I'm always so amazed. In order to keep my law license, I have to do 30 hours of continuing legal education. My faith and my relationship with God is far more important than any law license. And to think that I don't have any, you know, continuing education requirements. And so often, I know people grow in their relationship with the Lord, but so often people don't get any further knowledge and don't understand the things that are happening in their lives. And the Life in the Spirit seminar is such an incredible opportunity. And really, it's life-changing.
Yes. In Luke 24, verse 49, Jesus told his disciples, do not leave Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. These are the people that knew Jesus.
Amen. They'd been walking with him for 3 years.
The Lord was telling them, hey, hold your horses, stay in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. That's the power of the Holy Spirit, what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to be totally immersed in the Holy Spirit. And as you know, Loretta, in 1967, a group of Catholic students at Duquesne University in Pennsylvania, they got together because they were what? Hungry for more. They were hungering for more of God. And what happened? The Holy Spirit came on them as in a new Pentecost, as in the day of Pentecost. So basically, this baptism of the Holy Spirit, which we receive in the Life in the Spirit seminar, is an empowerment so that we can carry on with the works of Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes with gifts. We have gifts of healing. We have gifts of miracles. We have gift of charismatic faith. We have the gift of prophecy. We have revelation gifts like the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discernment of spirits. We get equipped to carry on with the works of Jesus. In John 14, verse 12, Jesus says, those who believe in me, the same works I've been doing, you will do an even greater works. We Catholic lay people, we were baptized as priests, prophets, and kings. We have a triple ministry, but people forget about this.
Yes.
People forget it, but we are priests, prophets, and kings, and we're supposed to carry on with the works of Jesus, with the ministry of Jesus. Every son and daughter of God is supposed to carry on with the works of Jesus, not just a few, but all of the sons and daughters. And this is what the Life in the Spirit seminar does. It awakens you to a reality that maybe you never knew. God created you with a kingdom purpose.
Amen.
Created us with a plan and a purpose. Nobody's an accident. Nobody's a mistake. You were created with a kingdom purpose, and you need the Holy Spirit to fulfill that purpose. It's as simple as that.
Amen. Amen. I tell my confirmandes every week, the Lord has created you for a purpose and a plan that no one else can fulfill. From the beginning of all time, Jesus planned that you would be here. And you know, there's that Chinese proverb, may you be born in interesting times. We need to be Bible readers and know that in the book of Esther, you are told you are born for such a time as this. So when Amen. We feel overwhelmed and unable to handle the circumstances, I mean, if you just look at the world through the world's eyes, It is a pretty dismal place. There's wars, talk of war. Oh, but wait, wasn't that in the Bible too? Wars and talk of wars. And we don't know when Jesus is coming back, but we know he's given us a mission and a purpose, and we've got to be out there. And he doesn't ask us to do it alone. He gives us the gifts and Holy Spirit so that we can do it empowered to set the world on fire for Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so traditionally, the church has been very passive and pretty much asleep. And lay people sit in the pew, you know, with the spectator mentality. They don't realize that, yes, we go to church, we want to go to Mass, we want to receive the Eucharist, but living the Christian life is 24/7. It's not just once a week.
Amen.
It's proclaiming the gospel. Matthew 10, 7 and 8, and as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick, cast out demons, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. We share our testimony. We share the gospel everywhere that we go because God wants every person to be saved. God doesn't want people to go to hell. Loretta, he doesn't want anyone to go to hell, but I'm afraid that many people go to hell because nobody has ever, ever shared the good news with them.
And we can't let that happen. We have to become equipped saints of God, and we're going to do that on Saturday, October 1st, 2022, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and this is brought to you by the Catholic Charismatic Renewal of Chicago and the St. Gregory Prayer Group, and it is a one-day event. Maria's going to be there. Dr. Mark Nemo, those of you that are familiar with Dr. Nemo, he's been on this program. Dr. Mark Nemo is going to lead worship, and it's going to be, like Maria says, it unites you with the throne room of God. He just brings heaven to earth. And Father Donald Iraga is from Nigeria, and he is pastor at St. Margaret's of Scotland. And so Father Donald is going to be there, and Maurice Gregoire will be present. Father Raddick is also going to join us for prayer and praise, and it will be just an incredible day. So we don't want to lose sight of this. We want to get there and be there. And Maria's going to be there. And you know what? It's always a surprise when Maria's there because she lets the Holy Spirit lead. And Holy Spirit loves us so much and wants to see us empowered. And so everybody's.
The Holy Spirit will be there. That's for sure.
Yes. Holy Spirit will be there. And we're looking forward to it.
All about wanting to give to Jesus the rewards of his suffering because he died for every single person on that cross. And we got to love people enough to let them know about Jesus. So we're going to get empowered to carry on with the works of Jesus. We're going to be empowered to lead people to Jesus. We're going to be empowered to prophesy and to lay hands on the sick. So this is a very important session.
It is.
For the time we're living in.
It is. You know, as a lawyer and a former prosecutor who used to, you know, enforce the laws of the land, I am particularly fond of the phrase, enforcing the victory of Calvary.
Yes.
Jesus died for us. That's no easy task. And obviously, even today, there are in the Middle East, it's an element. The crucifixion was an element of terror. It was to keep the people in line. And yet they took the perfect lamb of Jesus, and he willingly went to the cross. He suffered and died for our sins. And so we are free. He has won the victory. And when we empower ourselves, we unite ourselves to Christ and enforce the victory of Calvary that he already won. And
yes,
it is so important that we become part of God's army and claiming this world for Christ.
Amen. In from the cross in John 19, verse 30, Jesus said, "It is finished." He paid the entire debt of sin. He yes. took every sickness and every disease so that we could be healed. I mean, he did it all by hanging on that cross. It is finished. And he did it all for us so that we could be forgiven, set free, so that we could represent him on this planet. Loretta, Jesus died on that cross. It's more than just for us to go to heaven one day. It's for us to bring heaven down.
Right.
This planet. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Heaven down to America in our families. Let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth in our families, in Chicago, in Florida, as it is in heaven.
Amen. And when we come, go ahead, Maria.
No, that it's all about the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of us. So we have been anointed, we have been empowered, we have been given the authority to carry on with the works of Jesus. Amen?
Amen. And when we come back from our last break, we're going to hear more about how we can do this and remind our listeners that on Saturday, October 1st, 2022, we will be at St. Francis of Rome Church on 59th Street in Cicero. You can contact the Charismatic Renewal at ccrcc1@sbcglobal.net. And we'll have more information on our website and how you can get there.
You are cordially invited to celebrate the crowning of Our Lady of Cabejo Sunday morning, November 27th at 10 at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish in Chicago. This is the 40th anniversary jubilee year of Our Lady of Cabejo, the only Vatican-approved Marian apparition in Africa. After the celebratory mass, there will be refreshments. Join us Sunday, November 27th at 10 a.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, 1327 North Noble, Chicago. That's two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. More information available at ststandschurch.org.
I'm Loretta Freilich, Winds of Change guest host, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
Here's some good news. We are pleased to announce that St. Stanislaus Kostka is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in answer to our Blessed Mother's call to open the doors. The Blessed Sacrament will again be exposed all day, every day, except when masses or other services are being held. You are invited to come and pray anytime, day or night. For your safety, we ask that you practice social distancing and wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is available, and St. Stan's has increased cleaning and sanitizing of the church, and a security person will be on site. More information can be found at ststandschurch.org. That's ststandschurch.org. St. Stanislaus Kostka is located two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
Welcome back, listeners. This is our last opportunity to talk today with Maria Vidia. Maria, what's the best part about a Life in the Spirit seminar?
Well, what is the best part? the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When in my case, people laid hands on me, like in the Bible, and I invite Jesus into my heart as Lord and Savior, and then they ask me to repeat and ask the Lord to come and baptize me, because Jesus is the one that baptizes with the Holy Spirit. We are just the instruments that he's using, right?
Right.
So, yeah, for me, that part was amazing when they laid hands on me and I asked to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I felt the Spirit of God. I felt the presence of God just take over my life. It's not that I received the Holy Spirit. It's just that he took over my life. I can't explain it any other way. I knew right away why I was alive. I was alive for Jesus. I knew right away that I could never go back and just sit on the pew of the church. I knew right away that God had a plan and a purpose for my life, and I didn't know specifically what it would be, but I knew that I was alive for Jesus Christ. That much I knew right away. And You know, the Bible says that we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. He paid a price for you. And at that moment, that became my reality. I did not belong to myself any longer. I belonged to him. So to me, that was like the best part when they laid hands on me to receive this empowerment. That was life changing.
Well, it certainly was life transforming for you. I know that you often talk about how before, you didn't think you could speak in front of people. You didn't think you could write books. And now you travel all over the world and you speak on Jesus. And you've written, 9 books now?
10
books. Okay. And so if anyone wants to hear more about what Maria proclaims in her message, please go to Queenship Publishing and you can receive so many blessings from reading Maria's books. She knows my favorite is Break Open Your Wells, and it's all about praise. And it's what changed your life. It changes your prayer. It changes your attitude. I can't wait to hear the praises of heaven, because praise has been such a blessing in my life.
And it changes the atmosphere.
Amen.
Around us, when we start praising the Lord, our praises build him a throne. Psalm 22, verse 3, the atmosphere starts to change. King Jesus sits on that throne and he starts to rule and reign. And let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. This is why it's so beautiful to go to Africa and see how these people praise God. Because the Holy Spirit starts moving in power. People start getting set free. I mean, even from demons, what can I say? And free from sicknesses and diseases, from depression, from fear. The Lord starts setting the captives free. And it's in that atmosphere. So thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise, not only we give him glory, but praise is a weapon against the enemy.
Amen.
The enemy is allergic to the praises of Jesus. Allergic.
That's right.
Yeah. That's why the prophet Isaiah says, Isaiah 61, verse 3, put on the garment of praise. Put it on.
Praise God.
It scares the devil away.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And amen. Like God arise and his enemies be scattered, and you use your praise in order to do that.
Yes. But so many people don't know that. And what do? They grumble.
Yes.
They complain. They murmur. They criticize. They pass judgment. And you know what happens? The enemy, the evil spirits are being attracted to you. Because we have the power of life and death in the tongue.
Amen.
So the enemy is attracted to you through the words that come out of your mouth. So that's why thanking God and praising the Lord is so critical and crucial.
Absolutely.
In the kingdom. Yeah.
Absolutely. And didn't we just hear in Scripture and Numbers how in the desert, the people were complaining to Moses against God about, you know, not liking the food, and he took us out here to kill us, and and the Lord sent Sarah serpents that were biting them, and some of them were dying. And that's when they went to Moses and said, you know, forgive us. We have grumbled and complained against God. Forgive us. And that is when the Lord blessed his people by giving them a Sarah serpent to put on a post, and anyone who looked at it would be healed and would not die. And so we don't want to die in our lives. We don't want our lives to be about death. We want them to be about life. And the Lord has blessed us in so many ways. I mean, if anybody doesn't believe in the power of God, just take a look at what happened in the Supreme Court with Roe v. Wade. The
Amen.
Power of God is for his people. He is for us. He is not against us. And we must praise him for who he is, the Almighty God who cares about everything about us.
Amen and amen. That's for sure. He cares about everything. Every single detail of our lives. Hallelujah.
And so I really would love for millions of people in the Chicagoland area to join us at a new venue. We're not at St. Gregory Prayer Group. We talked them into coming a little bit further centrally located. St. Gregory's, you had to go a long way north. But we're going to be at St. Francis of Rome, 1500 South 59th Court in Cicero. And we do require registration because we need to know how many to plan for. So if Maria and this message of life in the Holy Spirit and the desire to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you is resonating with you, listeners, we want you to call Lynn Akanse at 847-331-2646. That's Lynn Akanse, 847-331-2646. Or go online at ccrcc1 at sbcglobal.net. ccrcc1 at sbcglobal.net. It will be a Saturday that it will change your life. And I know I'm looking forward to it because I am always blessed when Maria is there. Maria, do you have a final word for our listeners?
Yes, amen. So, Father, I pray for each listener. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just decree and declare that the Holy Spirit is releasing a hunger for more of God, a hunger for the Word, a hunger for the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is releasing a hunger. That Holy Spirit is releasing fresh fire to awaken the church in Chicago. We decree and declare revival coming to Chicago. Lord God, you are going to change this city. All this violence that is there every single weekend, we decree and declare that this city will become a city of peace. There will be shalom, the peace of God in every area of this city of Chicago, in Jesus' mighty name, that this city will become a blessing to the nation, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Maria, we cannot thank you enough for joining us today.
Thank you, Loretta. Big me.
You bless us every time you are on the air with us, and you certainly blessed us today. Your teaching on forgiveness is absolutely life changing. If you don't know that, listeners, go back and listen to the podcast and hear that teaching on forgiveness. It will change your life, and it is only doing what God tells us to do. And so we look forward to seeing Maria, Father Donald, Dr. Mark Nemo, Marie Squaguar, and your humble host on Saturday, October 1st, 2022. And if you heard about this on the radio, you come and tell me. I was so delighted, Maria. One of our listeners was at the last Life in the Spirit that you did, and she on the north side, and she came up. She said, "I heard Maria was coming on the radio." So,
wow. Yes,
wow. So, thank you. I will see you on Saturday, October 1st, listeners. God bless you all. This is Loretta Frelick, guest host for our Father Anthony on Winds of Change with our guest, Maria Vadilla.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Maria.
Bye, God bless.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? We marvel and flatter such meaningless thoughts. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed. To say when right from wrong has become so obscure, it does not take that long.